This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, hello out there to everybody at TFMR. Hey, it is Memorial Day weekend in the U.S. It's a three-day weekend. And thus, this I got a special podcast for you that I think you're going to enjoy. A couple weeks back, a friend of ours, Carrie Lutz, who I know many of you are familiar with, introduced me to a gentleman by the name of Ed Carr and asked me if it was somebody that I would visit with and maybe put an interview on my site just to kind of bring awareness to Ed's company called U.S. Gold Corp. And Carrie being a friend, I thought, well, yeah, this is worth looking into. And I've gotten to know Ed and I've gotten a look at U.S. Gold Corp. And I thought, yeah, you know what? This is a pretty neat deal that I want to introduce everybody at TFMR too, so that they can check it out, do their own due diligence and see if it fits into their mining share portfolio. So Ed Carr is the CEO and the president of U.S. Gold Corp. It trades on the NASDAQ. It's actually a four-letter symbol, USAU. Hey, that's a pretty one, easy one to remember, U.S. Gold Corp., USAU. I like that symbol a lot. And they've got some really interesting projects fully here in the United States. So it's, I guess we'll call it a known jurisdiction at least. Ed, I really appreciate the opportunity to visit with you, and welcome to TFMR.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us on the show, and we really appreciate the interest in U.S. Gold Corp.
Well, all right, my friend, let's dive right in. As I mentioned, you're a publicly traded company. It's a pure play here in America with several really interesting world-class projects. You mentioned when we last spoke, company doesn't have any debt, which is something I always like. And then you told me a little bit about your two big projects that you're working on. Let's start with the first one. You've got something you call Copper King out there in the great state of Wyoming. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Copper King's a wonderful project located in Wyoming. We're just about 20 miles outside of Cheyenne. So this is very accessible down in that southeast corner of the state. If you flew into Denver International Airport and got in a car, you could probably be on the deposit within a two-hour drive. Copper King is a gold, copper, silver, zinc, polymetallic deposit. Comes right up to surface, has excellent infrastructure. And what really attracted us to it, why we acquired it, is Copper King. We know there's a deposit there. We know there's ounces of gold and pounds of copper and silver and zinc. In fact, we have a preliminary economic assessment on it that was done by Mine Development Associates. Shows a pretty robust resource. There's about 1.1 million pounds of measured, indicated, inferred gold and 300 million pounds of MII copper. At current market prices, they did the report at 1275 gold and 280 copper. So, you know, we're right around there today. And at those prices, it shows a $178 million net present value on the project. Some other very interesting things to point out on Copper King. It is on all state of Wyoming ground. So our claims are directly with the state of Wyoming. That means from a permitting standpoint, to put this eventually into production, we don't have to deal with the federal government. There's no BLM, EPA, or Washington, D.C. bureaucracy involved in this. We only deal with the state regulators in Cheyenne. And I tell you, they want to help us and they want to see this deposit go into production. They have, the state of Wyoming, a 5% NSR. So that's a net smelter royalty. You know, they make money on this project as it goes into production and starts producing revenues. And as you know, Wyoming's a great state. It's mining friendly, a lot of coal mines, a lot of uranium mines. You know, they really get it. So great project, great deposit. And we're very confident this is going to go into production in the future.
And for everybody listening, you know, in Europe and around the world, we get out to Wyoming. You don't have to deal with buffalo and Indian attacks and stuff like that, right? I mean, this is there's always. I talk to people in Europe. They think, man, you get out in the American West, you know, and you never know what's going on out there.
Yeah, no, it's not like that at all. You know, a couple good old ranchers, maybe an occasional antelope will walk across the project, but that's it. You know, this is real nice scenic area and. You know, just a great place to ultimately build a future mine.
Well, like you said, you're dealing with the state authorities rather than the federal authorities. That has to be a big step forward, or make it at least a little grease the skids a little bit in terms of putting that into production.
Yeah, we really hope so. You know, we do. And, you know, Copper King as well, I tell you, the exciting thing for us is we believe there's also real blue sky upside. You know, the deposit today has this $178 million net present value. But last year, we did a little bit of exploration drilling, and we stepped out to the west of the known deposit. We hit a bunch of additional mineralization that has not been incorporated into any updated resource report. We had Datamine do a new exploration model for us early part of this year, which shows clearly that there's economic grade silver, economic grade zinc. None of those metals are part of those historic valuations of the $178 million. And we also believe the deposit is open down to the southeast. So that's going to be a big part of our 2019 drilling program, to try and add more ounces of gold, pounds of silver, pounds of copper, ounces of silver, and just increase the overall size of this deposit. So we're pretty confident we can do so. And it's got a nice, attractive life of mine on it now, you know, looking at like a 17-year mine life with over 40,000 ounces of gold and 10 million pounds of copper. But we really believe we can increase that by increasing the overall size of the deposit.
Yeah. All right. So, Ed, here's what I think is interesting, too, about your company. If I were to use a poker reference, as I look at my hand with U.S. Gold Corp., I've got an ace there with this Copper King and what it could potentially be. But then you've got a wild card. You know, you've got something that could be another ace. It could be a couple of aces in this thing you call Keystone out in Nevada. What can you tell everybody about that?
Yeah, Keystone is an amazing address. And I'll tell all your listeners, you know, this is Park Avenue real estate. And just like in commercial real estate, you could ask President Trump, he's a real estate developer, all about location, location, location. That's the same way in gold exploration. So our exploration project, Keystone, it's on one of the major producing gold trends in Nevada. This is the Cortez Trend, and this is really the area of the world where all the action in Nevada has taken place. The joint venture between Barrick and Newmont is all about the Cortez and the Carlin Trend. They're producing mines, their infrastructure, and their new deposits there. So we are just 10 miles south of Barrick Gold's Cortez Hills mine. We've got an entire exploration district called Keystone. This is 20 square miles, 12,000 acres, 650 mining claims. It's an incredible project. We have been at this thing for the last 3 years. We started out staking our claims in the district, finally controlled the entire district. We've done an incredible amount of mapping. We hired a senior geologist, a gentleman named Tom Chapin. Tom worked many years for Barrick Gold, and he mapped Cortez Hills, Gold Rush, ET Blue. Barrick's got a new discovery just north of us called 4 Mile, which looks very exciting. So there's a lot of gold in this area. Tom's been out mapping the Keystone District, the first time it's ever been done. We sponsored an academic study to measure and date the intrusives at Keystone. We now know definitively that they're the same age and from the same geological system of Cortez Hills to our north. And I got to tell you, you know, these mines north of us, Cortez Hills, across the Valley Pipeline, these are elephants. This is big elephant country. You know, Cortez is 15 million ounce Brescia pipe monster. Pipeline's 20 to 25 million ounces. They're big mines. They're high average grade. I believe Barrick's all-in sustaining cost is about $600 an ounce. So, you know, these are big, big money makers. All the indications and signs are showing us at Keystone that we've got a world-class potential deposit just lurking in the shadows. And how do we know that? Well, we've done a bunch of drilling on the property over the last 3 years. We call that scout hole drilling, where we test to make sure, do we have the right host rocks? These massive Carlin-type deposits are hosted in very specific limestone carbonates, and we've got incredible host rocks, some of the best we've seen in Nevada. All of our drill holes throughout the property have encountered upper plate, lower plate, incredible intercepts of some of the best rock. There's incredible alteration. That means the rock has been baked, you know, it's been really heat up. Those intrusives are ancient volcanoes. They're like the engines, if you will, of the gold system. That gold mineralization gets driven ultimately through the rock and then into these high-grade feeder zones. And we've got in all of our drill holes anomalous gold. So it shows us that rock is there. Gold is there in the rock. You know, the system is present. And what we're trying to do in gold exploration, really the challenge is to drill into one of these high-grade feeder zones. North of us at Cortez Hills deposit, it's very compact because it's, you know, it's a real high-grade deposit. It has a very small signature. So you could fit tens of thousands of those Cortez Hills-type deposit in our property package. And this becomes really being precise in gold exploration. You know, we have to put a shot on the bullseye 1,000 yards downrange. And we've been sighting in the gun for the last 3 years. We believe this year, this summer, is going to be the season, and we are very close to coming with that major discovery hole.
Man, I tell you, it certainly is exciting. And again, Nevada is such an excellent geological region. Even if you got 10% of what Newmont and Barrick have there, I mean, it'd be a significant find.
It really would. And when you look even on our presentation online on our website, I'd invite all the listeners to go there. That's www.usgoldcorp.gold. We have our presentation. We have a slide in our latest presentation, slide 23, that shows our drilling stratigraphy at Keystone. And we show a stratigraphic column from Keystone compared to an actual stratigraphic column from Cortez to our north. And the host rocks are extremely similar, if not identical. You know, incredible alteration, incredible brecciation. We have seen pathfinders literally off the chart, some of the highest we've ever seen. We have done a tremendous amount of geochemistry, soil samples, altered stream samples, rock samples all over the project. The project literally lights up in areas for gold, for arsenic, for silver. You know, all the path element finders and trace indicators are there. And we are now, after all our last 3 years of work, we are narrowing down to specific targeted zones. And we've got these in maps on our presentation as well. So we're getting closer. And last fall, we had a major, major event happen for U.S. Gold Corp. We were granted our approval of our environmental assessment and our plan of operations. So that opened up the entire district for us from an exploration standpoint. It's really a big deal.
Wow.
Before that, we were working off 4 NOIs. And the NOIs, the notices of intent, they only give you 5 acres each. So, you know, a 20-acre disturbance footprint on a 12,000-acre land package is like a freckle on a human being. It's not much.
Right.
Now we've got the entire district and some of the best areas geologically, geochem, geophysics, they're all emerging. And we're going to be out there this summer drilling these targets. You know, one thing you mentioned, we are a publicly traded company on the NASDAQ. You know, today we have like just under 20 million shares outstanding. So it's a pretty tight cap structure, no debt, as you pointed out. About 30% of our stock is owned by management insiders and supportive founding shareholders. So if we get a major discovery hole here, you know, it could get very, very exciting. And if you go on any of your listeners, if they could Google or go directly on Barrick Gold's website and just search for their 4 mile discovery. You know, they have a presentation where they show some 100 gram per ton drill hole intercepts. I mean, this is amazing. This is big elephant country, big system. And wow, we would love to come with something like that at Keystone.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ed, everybody always tells me when I ask them about mining companies and exploration companies, they say there's two things you got to have. You got to have the resource. You got to have the potential there. But then you've got to have the team. You got to have people that know what the heck they're doing. and are familiar and have done it before and that kind of stuff. So tell me a little bit about your team there at U.S. Gold Corp.
We got a great team, and thanks for asking. You know, the company's been made up by real deep experienced people, both in the capital markets, financial front, board of advisors, and obviously Nevada exploration. Just start with some of the board. You know, recently we added to the team a pretty well-known name that we're proud of. That is, his name is Ryan Zinke. He's the former Secretary of the Interior under the Trump administration. So he's also a geologist from Montana. Secretary Zinke understands the mining industry, the permitting process, even geology, as well as anyone out there. And before he was Secretary of the Interior, he was commander of SEAL Team 6. So, you know, Secretary Zinke is a real go-getter, gets up early in the morning, rolls up his sleeves, and, you know, gets to work. So it's a pleasure to have him. Tremendous counsel and advice to help us, you know, ultimately permit Copper King on that state of Wyoming ground and just give us advice on a company. You know, on the technical front, geological front, Dave Mathewson's a very well-known Nevada geologist, ran exploration for Newmont Mining in the state. Ken Coleman is our Keystone project geologist. He's been hard at work, boots on the ground the last couple of years, working with the drill crews and designing the 2019 drill program. Our technical advisory team, I talked about Tom Chapin. We got guys like Jim Wright, Joe Larrivee, Brion Thériault that just have deep, deep experience in the state of Nevada.
Fabulous. I mean, that you couldn't ask for a whole lot more. I think it's fascinating that you would have a former Secretary of the Interior there on your board. I mean, if anybody knows how to navigate the federal jurisdiction, you would think it'd be somebody like that.
That's exactly it. And, you know, we're in really good shape at Keystone. As I mentioned, we have approval of that plan of operation. So that's good for 10 years, you know, and really we're in exploration mode there. The odds are the model, as you know, for a junior exploration company, if we can hit a discovery drill hole and ultimately prove up a deposit, we would certainly think either the project or the entire company could be a potential takeover candidate. You know, just 10 miles north of us, Barrick has about $3 billion of capex in that Cortez Hills area. So they need, you know, the resource to feed their mills, their roasters, et cetera. And they will certainly be interested, and a lot of people be interested if we can come with that discovery hole. Yeah. At Copper King, we're really trying to, you know, ultimately grow that resource and then push that project into production. So Secretary Zinke's background and being from the West, you know, dealing with the regulators in the state of Wyoming, being a geologist, it really, really helps out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's U.S. Gold Corp. The website, you see a link here on this page, is just simply U.S. Gold Corp, all one word, .gold, not .com or .net, .gold. Which I got to check out that domain. I like that. The stock symbol is USAU. That's an easy one to remember as well, Ed. As we wrap up, anything else that you think everybody should know?
Look, I'll tell you, you know, we're really proud of the fact that we're a U.S. company on a major U.S. exchange, one of the very, very few publicly traded pure play exploration companies on the NASDAQ, and we have U.S. projects. So we're really trying to make mining great again in America. You know, U.S. company, U.S. team, U.S. projects on a major U.S. exchange. We've got cash in the bank. We're going to have a good exploration program this summer. And that's where the real value can happen. You know, once you go out as an exploration company and you drill, you start looking towards those assay results and, you know, touch wood. Let's hope that we can come with that big discovery hole. We got a great team, and we think there's really good upside going forward in this industry.
And I tell you, I want to thank Carrie for introducing me to you. I'm glad to have made your acquaintance. I think this is certainly worthy of folks' time to get in there and check out, kick the tires, do your own due diligence, and see if it's something that interests you. In the meantime, I can tell you I plan on becoming a shareholder, and I think we need to keep in touch, my friend.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We really do. You know, any of your listeners can sign right up on our website for news releases and continue to watch the story. And I would love to do a follow-up interview with you and bring back some great news in the future.
Yeah, it looks like as you get through the summer and all the stuff you're working on, we're going to need to get back together. You can give us an update. And in the meantime, thank you so much for your time and best of luck out there.
Thanks so much. Appreciate the interest.
And everybody here at TFMR, thank you for listening. Have a great holiday weekend.